Welcome back to Riot University. My name is Omar Muhammad, helping you improve and progress in business and in life. I want to welcome back those individuals who have been here for the beginning and welcome the new individuals. So as you know, RIDE stands for Returning Citizens Aspire to Develop Entrepreneurial Ventures. It's powered by EDAC, the Entrepreneurial Development and Assistance Center at Morgan State University. And we're funded by the Minority Business Development Agency out of Washington, D.C. So as you know, we've gone through this five-step process, and each one of those steps had two workshops. So this is the final of the workshops. So this is part two of money. All of these videos are available for you at edacmorgan.com. Just click on RIDE and you'll see RIDE University. So today we're going to focus on still money. We're going to focus on how do you generate money now that you have this wonderful idea? How are you going to make money? So here are some ways in which people are making money. I'm not going to go through all of them. I'll go through some of them. So you're pretty familiar with paid by the hour. You know, so you do a job and you're paid by the hour, or you have a contract, a short-term or long-term contract in which you are working to provide a service to an individual, a company, a government agency, corporation, what have you. Subscriptions, just think about what's that, Netflix or even Amazon. They have an annual subscription, that's Amazon, and then Netflix has a monthly subscription. So are you thinking about your particular product or service where you want to bring in money on a monthly basis every month by providing some type of service? That's a subscription or membership, a subscription model or a membership model. Where you have members like coming into your gym or members that's part of your, physical therapy. But I was thinking about a personal trainer. There you go, personal trainer. So if you could think about that. Are you going to make money by having events? You know, there are companies out there that are having events. They're securing sponsorships and they also are charging people money to come in. So think about, for those who are in the state of Maryland, think about the state fair or AFRAM, where you have these big companies doing a sponsorship, and then you have people doing exhibits or vending, and then you charge people to come in as well. So there's multiple streams of income coming in. Or are you going to be an online store? You know, so think about how will you make money? Will you have a retail establishment, brick and mortar? Will you have a storefront? You know, so kind of think about that as you are going into making money for your business. So I want to talk about projected income. So think about, you know, when we talked about in the management section of this course, there is an accountant. So you may want to reach out to your accountant to come up with some projections. So you're really projecting normally on a yearly basis, even though I have quarterly on here, but on a yearly basis, you're going to project what are my revenues and what does it cost me to generate those revenues. So let's say, for example, you're going into, let's make it easy, to the dollar store business. So let's say you're going to have a revenue of $1,000 and my expenses will be, I'm just throwing numbers out there, y'all, for now, $3,000. But I want you all to actually go out there and kind of, you go out there and figure out what those expenses are and your revenue. So if you're going to charge by the hour, you know, what is the hourly rate times the number of hours you're going to work? Or if you have a contract, how long is the contract? And, you know, sometimes it may be in the first month all the way to, let's say, January through, let's use a real life example. So let's say the beauty salon industry or the nail salon industry. You're probably going to start picking up business in March you'll probably end up in September. So that's kind of a seasonal type of business. And then those other months, you have to figure out, you know, how are you going to generate income? Are you going to have enough income coming in to satisfy those months that you're going to be in business? So with your revenue and your expenses, you're thinking each month, depending on what when you're going to start, you're thinking about, okay, this is, I'm going to do this for this month. However, maybe use real examples. Let's say we had an event company. So in the state of Maryland, you know, we got four seasons. So if we're doing events, we want to do events that are, if we want to be outside, we want to do those probably end of April, all the way up to October. And then in November, December, and January, we do events inside. And those revenues may be higher or lower, and those expenses are the same as well. So we have to figure out what we will do for the months that we're outside and then the months that we're inside, so that we're generating revenue 12 months out of the year. Hope that makes sense, and I hope I didn't confuse you too much. But this projected income is what you will use for your business. And if you're looking to go to a lending institution, they want to see projected revenue. They're basically asking you to really do the exercise. How are you going to make money? What are your expenses? And then if there are some ups and downs in your revenue, just explain those under assumptions. Perfect. Under assumptions. That's where I should have went first. So what is your price and how many people will you target? So it's just an example. And so your price times the number of people, hours, or units will give you your monthly revenue. And I mentioned the dollar store earlier. Everybody is not going to have cost of goods sold. A dollar store will have cost of goods. So that's basically you going to get the product and you're marking it up will be your revenue. And then the difference between the two would be your gross profit. And then you start figuring in your expenses, your utilities, your rent, your telephone, your gas, your Wi-Fi, internet, you know, so those things will come to play as well. So as you think about your money, you want to think about how are you going to generate income for your business? And then what does it look like over a 12-month period? And then maybe on a quarterly basis, sit down with your accountant to go over the numbers. What worked? What didn't work? Were expenses higher that reduced your revenue? Those are kind of conversations you want to have with your accountant. All right, so don't forget, we still have the Breakthrough Podcast. We come out on the last Monday of the month. And if you're interested in being a guest or want more information about Ride, head on over to our Instagram at Ride Small Biz. And the website is edacmorgan.com. And of course, you can always email me. I'm at Omar, that's O-M-A-R, at edacmorgan.com. Hopefully this has been impactful for you, and you can use these tools to help you improve and progress in business and in life. Thank you, and we'll see you next time. Peace. This is Mixed Media Production.